AP Sports. I'm Mike Reeves. We start in the NBA, where the Eastern Conference leading Celtics were hosting the Suns. Our Gethin Coolball has the story.
The Boston Celtics powered past the Phoenix Suns 127-112 on Thursday night. Jaylen Brown scored 37 points.
Sometimes we could get a good shot, but like getting the defense moving, we'll get an even better shot if we be a little bit more patient. We've been emphasizing that, especially since the Denver game, and I think we've been, you know, implementing that more.
Jason Tatum added 26. Al Horford finished with 24 points, including six of Boston's season-high tying 25 three-pointers. Boston improved to an NBA best 52-14 and became the first team to clinch a playoff berth.
Milwaukee picked up a 114-105 win over Philadelphia behind 32 points from Giannis Antetokounmpo. Milwaukee head coach Doc Rivers says that his team didn't get physical until the fourth quarter when they outscored the 76ers 34-22.
A game we should excel at. I don't think we did tonight until the fourth quarter. But with our size, if I'm going to get in that mud wrestling or track meet with this team, I want the mud.
The Thunder moved into a tie with the Nuggets atop the Western Conference with a 126-119 win over the Mavericks. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander led OKC with 31 points. The Clippers won at Chicago 126-111. It was Rockets 135, Wizards 119, and the Knicks beat the Trailblazers 105-93, led by 45 points from Jalen Brunson. NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament week continued, and first up, we check in on the ACC with this report from Craig Heist.
A stunner in the ACC tournament as second-seeded and 11th-ranked Duke was upset by NC State 74-69 behind Muhammad Diari, who had 14 points and 16 rebounds. Casey Morsell was one of five players in double figures.
We came in with a mindset that we're just going to be focused on the guys in our locker room, so I think we've been showing that, and to accomplish what we just did today is good. We're going to celebrate it, but we know that it's going to be a short turnaround for tomorrow.
The Wolfpack will now take on Virginia. The Cavaliers outlasted Boston College in overtime 66-60. Top seed and fourth-ranked North Carolina advanced with a 92-67 win over Florida State. Carolina will now face Pitt in the semifinals. The Panthers took down Wake Forest 81-69.
We get the story from the Big 12 from Greg Eklund.
Baylor survived a late charge by unranked Cincinnati to win 68-56. The Bears have won a national championship under Scott Drew, but never a Big 12 title.
Definitely, we know that, and that's something that... We'd love to make happen. Unfortunately, there's a lot of teams that want to win it, too.
Baylor faces 7th-ranked Iowa State in a semifinal. Top-ranked Houston jumped out to a 16-0 start against TCU en route to a victory. The Cougars square off against Texas Tech in a semifinal.
Coming up, more NCAA basketball results, scores from the NHL, first-round results from the Players' Championship, and NFL news. In the Big East tournament, UConn beat Xavier 87-60. St. John's was a 91-72 winner over Seton Hall. Providence upset Creighton 78-73. And Marquette needed overtime to beat Villanova 71-65. In the Pac-12, a pair of top 25 teams were in action. 6th-ranked Arizona defeated USC 70-49. And number 22 Washington State beat Stanford 79-62. NHL, all but 8 of the league's 32 teams played on Thursday. The Panthers were in Carolina to meet the Hurricanes. Here's AP correspondent Dave Ferry.
The Hurricanes knocked off the East-leading Panthers 4-0, giving Carolina wins in 4 of its last 5 games. Frederick Anderson made 21 saves in his first shutout of the season and 25th of his career.
They came out pretty good on their side and had the first 10 minutes maybe, and we had a couple good shifts to kind of turn that around and grab the lead, and I think we just held on really well.
He received all the support he'd need when Seth Jarvis scored in the final minute of the first period. Marty Nechas and Evgeny Kuznetsov added second period goals, and Andrei Svechnikov capped the scoring with an empty netter.
The Sabres shut out the Islanders 4-0. Boston won 2-1 in overtime at Montreal. Jake DeBrusk with the game winner. Arizona won at Detroit 4-1. The Lightning beat the Rangers 6-3. 3. Braden Point with a hat trick and 3 assists for Tampa Bay. It was Toronto 6, Philadelphia 2. The Devils defeated the Stars 6-2. Jake Allen allowed 2 goals on the Stars' first 3 shots, then stopped the next 34.
They supported me. They gave me some goal support there in the second. But ultimately, at the end of the day, I was really impressed the way that we played with the lead.
Minnesota shut out Anaheim 2-0. Calgary beat Vegas 4-1. Ottawa won 3-2 at Columbus in a shootout. Pittsburgh doubled up San Jose 6-3. And Washington won 2-1 at Seattle. The NFL is looking into the timing of 2 high-profile free agent signings. Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
The NFL is reviewing whether the Atlanta Falcons and Philadelphia Eagles violated tampering policies during the legal tampering window, a league spokesman said Thursday. The Falcons agreed to a contract with 4-time Pro Bowl quarterback Kirk Cousins shortly after the teams were permitted to start negotiations with unrestricted free agents Monday. The Eagles quickly struck a deal with 2-time Pro Bowl running back Saquon Barkley soon after the negotiation period opened at 12 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Teams are permitted to talk directly with agents during the 52-hour negotiating window, but cannot speak to the player unless they represent themselves.
Xander Schauffele, Rory McIlroy, and Wyndham Clark are tied atop the Players Championship leaderboard at 7 under par after 1 round of play. Mike Reeves, AP Sports.